Right. Here's a musical, Into the Woods, a Stephen Sondheim musical. I can never understand, and let's try and figure it out. This is put on by the Helpman Academy, which means you're all students at various institutions. Where are you, a student?
I am an honours student at the Elder Conservatorium of Music.
Excellent.
Yep, majoring in classical voice.
And who teaches you?
Gwila Tiva.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, I have a lovely time with her.
Well, she's always so elegant, too.
She is.
Yes, she's beautiful. But yes, this has been done from time to time in the last 25 years, and often directed by Richard Travascus, who's a very experienced director, and he has a love for this show.
Mm.
There are two musicals that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them, and the other one's Wicked. Have you seen Wicked?
I haven't, but so many of my students want to sing it.
Where do you teach?
Pulteney and St. Aloysius.
Good schools. Now, these are the leads in The Baker and the Baker's Wife are the leads. And I've heard good things about both of you. It's sort of a... It comes from The Uses of Enchantment, which was a very trendy book in the 70s by Bruno Bettelheim, which sort of upended fairy tales and looked at the kind of psychology of fairy tales. And... But I remember watching this with Nancy Hayes, to drop a name, on DVD, or on video as it was then, and saying, I can't understand anything about that. And she loved it. But the second act, really, you could go home at interval. Nothing happens after the interval that you haven't already seen.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
To me, I believe the second act is... It's reality. It's us getting everything we want, our happy ending, but then seeing what happens after the happy ending. So,
Orson Welles said the happy ending is a lie, unfortunately.
Well, Blake and I, we've got our baby, but it's how we deal with that. We then get more problems. So is anything ever enough? Or do you constantly want more?
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. So we end up... I really don't want to give away too much here, but it really is the psychology of, well, once you've been to the woods, which we've talked about this a lot with Rick Travascus being a psychologist, so it being quite interesting when we were doing character development stages. We talked about how the woods represent personal development. One goes into the woods to discover a different side of their personality, to grow up. The second act, when we return to the woods, it's not just us growing up, it's us finding an even deeper level of who we are, and individually, but more so as a group.
You'd be a good teacher. I can see that. You're getting me to understand this now. Now, he's often said... Almost all of his music is written for actors. It's a Polish name, is it?
It sure is.
I'd love to go to Poland. Oh, that's what I've got on the screen. I beg your pardon. Good luck with this. It's at the imaginatively named Main Theatre at the AC Arts Building, which used to be the CPA on Light Square.
It's on from the 6th to the 9th of October, 7:30 p.m., and then lovely sunset performance on Sunday, the 10th of October at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And for tickets, give the Con a call on 8303-5925.
Well said. And here from the original Broadway production with Bernadette Peters, No One Is Alone.